各位弟兄姊妹以及我们亲爱的朋友，大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters and friends.
今天早上我们跟大家来学习认识圣经。
This morning we will mutually study the topic to understand the Bible.
我们知道圣经是人类当中最宝贵也是最重要的一本书。
We know that the Bible is the most important and most valuable book in the human history.
也是我们人生当中啊最切身需要的一本书。
And it is also a necessity in our daily life.
但圣经在所有书籍当中啊是销量最大，译本最多。
And the Bible is the most sold book in the history, and also most translated book.
啊，普及到所有大大小小的民族。
It is sold to all type of cultures and countries.
啊，虽然有些啊非常微小的民族啊，都有他们翻译本的圣经。
Even a small, tiny tribes might even have their own translated Bible.
啊，就让世界上所有的人呐、啊，啊，人人都有机会啊。读到圣经。
And to an extent that every person in this world will have the opportunity to read a Bible.
因为圣经是真神对我们世界上的人呐、最宝贵的启示。
Because the Bible is the most precious revelations from God.
有的人说啊，圣经就是我们人生的说明书。
And some even said that Bible is a menu for a person's life.
好像我们买一些用品啊，都会附带说明书。
For example, if we buy a product, it usually comes with a menu.
啊，神造我们人在这个世界上。
And a person, God created man in this world.
啊，到底我们人生的意义跟价值，还有人生的盼望在哪里？
Where is man's value and hope?
在圣经里面呢、啊，都有详细的说明。
It is clearly recorded in detail in the Bible.
所以耶稣说啊，你们要查考圣经。
So Jesus said that we need to study the Bible.
因为这里面有永生。
Because there is eternal life in this book.
他说为我做见证的就是这本圣经。
And he said that it is this book that testifies for me.
所以圣经啊是神对我们人类讲话。
And therefore, the Bible is God's words spoken to man.
所以圣经不是神话。
And therefore,
是神的话。
Bible is not a myth, rather it is God's words.
那是我们人呢、啊、要去了解敬拜神的一些依据。
And this is a proof of man worshiping God.
也是我们人类生活的一个标准。
And it is also a standard of our life, living standard for our life.
所以今天早上我要从三方面来谈。
And therefore, this morning I will study within three aspects.
第一方面谈圣经的构造。
First is to talk about the structure of the Bible.
第二部分谈圣经的真实可靠性。
And the second is the truth of the Bible.
啊，第三部分谈圣经在我们生活当中的应用。
And there is the practical life application of the Bible.
首先我们来谈圣经的构造，圣经的由来。
So we'll first talk about the structure of the Bible and the origins of the Bible.
保罗说啊，犹太人有什么长处？
Paul says that the Jews have a strong point.
啊，他们就是把神的圣言啊，把神的话留下来。
That is, they kept all the words of God.
就是犹太人对我们人类的贡献。
And this is what the Jews have offered to mankind.
所以古时候神选召了以色列人啊，神就跟他们讲话。
So when God selected the Israelites, He spoke to them.
他们就把神的话就记录下来，就是旧约的圣经。
And so they will record the words of God into a book form, and that is the Old Testament.
旧约的圣经是由39本书啊把它组成过来。
And the Old Testament is consists of 39 books.
第一本书叫做《创世纪》。
First book is Genesis.
记载各样万事万物的起源。
and it records the origins of all things.
啊，那是西元前1500年写成。
And it is about 1500 BC. It completed about 1500 BC.
啊，最后一本书叫做《马拉基书》。
And the last book is Malachi.
完成在西元前400年。
And it was completed about 400 BC.
啊，耶稣来到世界以后啊，有人把他的讲的话，他的事迹啊，把它记录下来。
And after Jesus came to this world, people recorded all the events when he was here.
这个叫做新约圣经。
And that is the New Testament.
他说记载这些事，就是让我们去认识耶稣，他其实。他的确是我们人类啊真正的救赎主。
They record all these things so that we could recognize and know that Jesus is our Savior.
所以新约圣经最后一本书叫做启示录。
And therefore, the last book of the New Testament is Revelation.
大概完成在西元90几年。
And it was completed approximately 90 plus years AD.
从我们看到说啊，圣经66本书啊。从西元前1500年一直到西元呐90几年完成。
And the book was the Bible took to complete from 1500 BC all the way till 90 AD.
啊，总共啊将近大概1600年的时间。
It's about 1,600 years to complete.
写圣经的人大概有40位。
And there are approximately 40 authors of the Bible. They live in different periods in time. They have different statuses.
有的是先知,
some are prophets.
有的是君王,
some are kings.
有的是牧羊人,
some are shepherds.
有的是文士啊, 就是圣经的学者,
some are scholars.
有的是渔夫，有的是农夫。
Some are farmers, some are fishermen.
啊，也有的是税吏。
And some are tax collectors.
总共1600年，生长在不一样的时代，不一样的身份背景。
It took over 1600 years, by different authors in different period of time.
那他们所写出来的圣经啊。没有矛盾，而且是一贯的道理。
And all the books that they have written has no conflict among them, and it is a one thing.
所以让我们知道说这个圣经啊不是人的著作。
And therefore we understand that this Bible is not the creation.
是人受到神的启示，把神的话把它记录下来。
But rather it is man receive the revelations from God and record it down.
所以是这个圣经的作者啊，好像四十支笔一样。
And so therefore we could say that this 40 author is like 40 pen.
真正的那个圣经的作者就是神。
The real author of this Bible is God.
因为圣经的话语就是神的话，神对人类的启示。
Because the words in the Bible is the words of God and it is a revelation from God.
而神怎么把他的话传达给这些人，让他们把神的话记录下来呢？
How did God pass on His words to these people so that they could record it in the Bible?
最早的叫做摩西的五经，是摩西写的五本书。
The first five books are written by Moses.
而其实所记载的都是已经超过摩西以前好久的事情。
And in reality, the things that was recorded has been prior to the time of Moses.
啊，摩西怎么知道那些事情？怎么会把神的话记录下来？
How would Moses know all those things and able to record it into book form?
说有些是神亲自写在石板上，啊，然后交代给摩西。
And they say that some were written on a tablet and given to Moses.
好像十条的诫命。
For example, the Ten Commandments.
神用所写在石板上。
That God used his finger and write the Ten Commandments.
然后叫摩西说，叫以色列人要遵守。
And told Moses to give it to the Israelites to obey.
其实这是我们人类啊最基本的对神对人的道德力。
But this is a fundamental morale for men and also for God.
说神来跟摩西啊面对面讲话。
And so God came and spoke to Moses face to face.
所以很多的事情啊，神就启示他，然后他把它记录下来。
And therefore, a lot of things were revealed directly from God to Moses, and he recorded down.
还有很多的先知啊，神的话就临到他们。
And there are many prophets received the words directly.
所以什么叫做先知
？So why are they called prophets?
先知就是从神那里领受神的话。
Prophets are one that receives the words from God.
然后把这些话传给百姓。
And they will take these words and pass it on to the people.
要百姓就照着这样去遵行。
So that the people of God will obey.
他说神所讲的话没有一句落空的。
That the words of God shall not be in vain.
所以大家都知道说这个是神所立的先知啦。
So then everyone would know that this is a prophet, prophet elected by God.
所以先知从神那里领受话语，神叫他们怎么讲，他们就把它记录下来，
so、
把它传扬出来。
Prophet will receive the words from God on what to say to the people, and then they will listen to it and record it down on book.
所以我们在读先知书的时候，常常讲什么时候神的话临到什么人，他就把它记录下来。
So in the book, the books of the prophets, we will often hear that the words came to this prophet and he wrote it down.
有时候神就借着圣灵感动古圣徒。
And so sometimes God will, through Holy Spirit, God will reveal to the saints.
所以圣灵启示他们呢，他们就明白一些事情，然后就把它记录下来。
When the Holy Spirit revealed the truth to them, they will understand and they will record it down.
其实这些事情啊，有的都是超过他们人生的经验的。
Even some of these matters are surpass their own understanding.
但是里面有很多很多的预言。
But there are many prophecies in these words.
好像大卫王啊，他写了很多诗歌。
For example, King David wrote many psalms.
他这个描写说啊，有些啊。巴山大力的公牛啊，围着他要把它吃掉。
And he even prophesied that there were some ox that were about to devour him.
说有人啊，好像拿犁呀、犁钩啊，在他的背上犁过，他的肉整个都翻开来。
And he even prophesied the trial of Jesus Christ.
其实这个都是超过他的经验的。
And all these are surpass his own understanding.
但是这些都应验在主耶稣啊受迫害啊受苦被钉十字架的那一段的过程。
But these are all prophecies of Jesus' sufferings later on.
所以这些古圣徒啊，他们受圣灵的感动，然后得到神的启示，就把它写下来。
So therefore, these saints of the Old Testament received the revelations from God.
好像但以理啊，神就派天使跟他讲了很多话。
For example, Daniel, God has sent messengers to speak to him.
所以他就把这些记录下来。
And he will record all this down.
所以我们知道说啊，圣经是神的话，神的启示。
Therefore, we understand that the Bible is the words of God, the revelations of God.
圣经跟一般的书籍不一样。
Bible is different from any other ordinary book.
圣经的话完成了以后，
Once the Bible is completed,
所以我们人不可以给它加添，也不可以给它减少。
That man cannot add or remove any words from this Bible.
圣经有绝对的权威。
Bible has an absolute authority.
人不可以增加，也不可以减少。
Man cannot add nor deduct.
所以说啊，如果你增加了，神会把记在里面的会遭遇到的灾祸降在他身上。
If you add anything, God will add the destructions of this recorded in the Bible onto you.
如果你把圣经里面的话把它删除掉了，说啊，将来那个永生的福分就失掉他的份了。
If you remove anything from the Bible, then the eternal life will be removed from you.
所以这个圣经啊，非常的严谨。
And therefore, the Bible is very strict.
因为神的话说安定在天呐、啊，直到永远。
Because God's word will be in heaven until eternity.
神的话是绝对的真理。
God's word is absolute truth.
所以它可以超越时代，超越空间呐。
It surpasses all time and space.
永远不改变的。
It will never change.
这是圣经的由来。
This is the origin of the Bible.
我们来谈到这个圣经的真实可靠性。
And now we'll talk about the truth and the reliability of this Bible.
虽然圣经里面啊记载很多有关犹太人以及四世各国的历史。
The Bible record many histories about the Jews and many other nations.
因为圣经啊不是捏造出来的。
And the Bible is not falsified.
所以你可以对照历史的资料啊，没有什么冲突的地方。
Therefore, we could study the history to compare from the Bible.
我们看到世界上有很多的经书。
We have seen many of the religious.
很多都是捏造出来的，所以啊，没有办法经过考验。
A lot of them were created by men and it failed proofs.
但是圣经啊，经过几千年下来啊，没有办法来，人没有办法来否定它。
And the Bible, since it's recorded over 1,000 years, therefore no one could deny it.
虽然历史上有很多的暴君啊，想要把圣经把它烧掉。
Many rulers, dictators in this world wanted to destroy the Bible.
但是不但没有办法把它毁掉，反而圣经愈加普遍呐。
They were unable to destroy it, but rather the Bible proliferated.
相信的人呐更多。
Many more people believe in this Bible.
耶稣是2000年前呐、啊，成为人来到世界，即使他是天上的神。
Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago into this world. In reality, he is God himself.
所以他在传道里的时候，常常引用圣经，他见证说这个圣经就是神的话。
Therefore, in his ministry, he uses the words of God and to testify it is the words of God.
我们看马太福音22章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
31节 22章31节
Chapter 22 verse 31
论到死人复活神在经上向你们所说的你们没有念过吗有的人、啊、对、啊、当时、啊、主耶稣所传的道理、啊、不相信
There are people that did not believe in the message of Jesus Christ. Because they don't believe that there is resurrection. Therefore, they came to ask Jesus.
耶稣说，你们不明白圣经。
Then Jesus said to them that you do not understand the Bible.
也不晓得神的大能。
And you do not understand the mighty power of God.
他说，其实啊，这个死人复活的，在圣经里面老早就有讲了。
He said that resurrection is already recorded in the Bible a long time ago.
他说啊，这个圣经里面所讲是神对你们讲的话。
And he said that the words in this Bible is the words of God.
犹太人啊，他们都是在看圣经的。
The Jewish people, they read the Bible.
但是耶稣就问他们了，神对你们讲的话，你们怎么不听，怎么不信呢？
And therefore Jesus said to them that the words of God, how come you do not obey the words of God?
所以他说，这个圣经啊，是神对我们讲的话。
And therefore he said that the words in the Bible is the words from God.
他讲道当中啊，常常引用圣经。
In his ministry, he often referenced to the Bible.
提到这个作者的名字。
He often mentioned the authors.
承认说啊，这个圣经就是神借着先知啊啊来写下来的东西。
He testified that the Bible is written by these prophets that receive the revelation from God.
所以，尤其对他本身呢、啊。他说啊，律法跟先知啊，很多谈到有关耶稣的事情。
And therefore, he even said that the laws and the prophet often reference or talked about Jesus.
这些事情啊，都会应验。
And all the events that they describe will come true.
我们也知道说啊，这些事情啊，都应验在耶稣的身上。
And we see that all these prophecy fulfill on Jesus.
我们等一下再详细谈。
And we will discuss in detail later.
这个旧约里面啊，记载很多的事迹。
And in the Old Testament, it records many events.
神造天地啦，还有神借着洪水把人类啊，罪恶的人类灭掉。
For example, the creation of the universe and also the destruction of the great flood.
好多好多的事迹啊，耶稣在讲道理的时候啊，就把它引证出来，说的确有这样的事情。
And many of the events, Jesus in his ministry revealed and told them that it truly happened.
所以主耶稣本身啊，他证实圣经的真实性。
Therefore, Jesus himself testified the reliability of this Bible.
圣经一个很大的特色就是很多的预言。
And the Bible, one of the interesting points of the Bible is it records many things that have yet to come.
我们参考一节圣经。
Let's turn to one verse.
以赛亚书四十六章。
Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书四十六章第九节。
Isaiah 46 verse 9.
四十六章第九节。
Isaiah 46 verse 9.
说你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。十节。
Verse 10.
我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。神在这里讲到说啊，那可以从古的时候啊，一直谈到未来。将要实现的事情。
The God says that he could talk about all the things long ago until all the things in the future.
啊，神的计划说。最后都一一的成就了。
And that all his plan will come true one by one.
啊，因为神是永恒的神呐。
Because God is the eternal God.
所以呢，主宰宇宙。
And he is the master of universe.
他可以知道过去、现在以及未来。
He knows in the past, now, and the future.
他说时间还没有到啊，他就预言了，就讲好了。
So even when the time hasn't yet come, he already prophesied those things.
然后时间到了，就一一的实现了。
And when time comes, and one by one, it will come true.
我们看到世界上也有很多啊，所谓的预言家。
And we also see many prophets in this world.
哦，过年初的时候啊，很多人讲哇，今年会发生什么事情啊？
They're more like a fortune teller. They would forecast what happens, what happened this year.
好像讲得头头是道。
And they might even seem very real.
啊，但是到了年底啊，你又回过头来看一看。
But at the end of the year, when you look back into that year,
啊，如果讲一百件，能够有一件呐、啊、讲对啊，就很了不起啦。
And you look at their prophecies. If one comes true amongst 100, then it's very amazing.
啊，所以世界上所谓的预言家，很多他们的预言就落空掉了。
So we see that many of these fortune tellers, their prophecies of all did not come true.
啊，但圣经里面呢、啊，很多很多的预言。
But in the Bible, there are many, many prophecies.
但是就慢慢慢慢，时间到，一样一样就实现了。
But every single one of them will come true.
我们举几个例子啦。
For example,
讲到这个以色列人的历史。
We look at the history of the Israelites.
以色列人的祖先叫做亚伯拉罕。
We see that the father of Israelites are.
他们本来住在巴比伦的地方。
They live in the land of Babylon.
神跟他讲说啊，你离开你的故乡，我要让你的祖孙人多，让你成为大国。
God said to him to come out of his hometown and that God will make him a great nation.
其实亚伯兰到一百岁才生一个儿子。
And in reality, Abraham gave his one only son at age
当他还没有儿子的时候。
When he doesn't have any son,
神就跟他讲说，你的祖孙啊，要去住在别人的国家。
And God already prophesied that his descendants will live in a foreign land.
啊，经过世代啊，然后啊，那你的人要苦待他们，然后我再把他们带回到迦南地。
And that they will live there for four generations and will be persecuted by the people of that land. But I will deliver them, bring them back to the land of Canaan.
啊，这我真的一百岁，他生了一个儿子叫做以撒。
And really, in truly, that at age 100 that he gave a son.
以撒生来一对双胞胎，叫做以扫雅各。
And he and Isaac gave birth to Jacob and Esau.
雅各的儿子叫做约瑟。
And one of Jacob's son named Joseph.
因为被兄弟把他卖到埃及去。
And because he was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
结果他在那边做宰相。
And he became the prime minister of Egypt.
后来他们所住的地方饥荒啊， 结果全家人就到埃及买粮食， 去认识了， 去跟那个 弟弟啊， 跟他相认。
And because of the great famine in the land of Egypt, they went to the brothers went to Egypt to and they were united. And the entire family moved to the land of Egypt.
最先的时候住在最好的歌山地。
And at the first, they lived in the land of Goshen.
时间久了，改朝换代啊。
And after many dynasties,
这些犹太人啊，他们后来变成啊埃及人的奴隶。
That these Jews, that the Israelites became the slaves of the Egyptians.
受苦当中啊，神才把他们带回到迦南地。
And after they have their time were fulfilled, God delivered them out of Egypt.
神又对以色列人说啊，你们要好好所生的道，住在这个埃及，哎，这个迦南地。
And God said to the Israelites that they have to obey the commandment of God and live in this land of Canaan.
结果因为他们不守神的命令啊，所以神就让他们的国家亡掉了。
And because they did not obey the commandment of God, therefore,
结果他们就被掳到巴比伦。
Kingdom, and they were captured and brought to the land of Babylon.
神说啊，他们70年以后会再回去。
And God said to them that 70 years later they will return to their to their home.
十年一到啊，神就感动一个波斯王，叫他们回去，以色列人回去。
And when time comes, God moved the king of Persia to allow them to go back to their hometown.
后来以色列人又被第二次分散在世界。
And then the Israelites once again were separated
into
And this is what happened at 70 AD.
但神又说啊， 将来他们在世界末日以前要复国。
And God once again prophesied that they will be reunited and the Israelite kingdom will be established.
以色列亡国2000年。
So the kingdom of Israelites were annihilated, destroyed.
在1948年5月14号又在巴勒斯坦复国。
And then in 1948, once again, the kingdom of Israel was established.
所以神对以色列的历史啊，所预言的没有一句落空。
And therefore, all the prophecies that God had revealed against the nation of Israel never faltered.
我们刚刚讲到说啊，主耶稣讲这个圣经啊，就是为他做见证的。
And therefore, we mentioned that the Bible testifies for the Lord.
因为他就是人类的救赎主。
Because he is the savior of mankind.
所以圣经里面啊，谈到很多啊，叫做弥赛亚的预言。
And the Bible have recorded many prophecies about the Messiah.
就是说这个救主啊，要从亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的祖孙出来。
And the savior shall come from the line of David.
还要借着一个童贞女啊，把他生在伯利恒。
And he will be born through a virgin.
啊，他要被卖30块。
And he will be sold for 30 shekels.
啊，他要骑着驴驹啊进耶路撒冷。
And he will ride on a mule into Jerusalem.
啊，他要被杀被害啊，说被鞭伤啊，手脚被钉子钉透。
He will be persecuted, he will be whipped, and he will be crucified on the cross.
啊，他要从死里复活过来。
And he will be resurrected from death.
我们看到说这些预言啊，都完全实现了，都完全应验了。
We see that all these prophecies all came true.
这里面又讲到说，信耶稣的人啊，神会把他的灵浇灌人的心里面。
And the Bible also said, those who believe in Jesus, God will send his Holy Spirit and dwell in the person.
所以虽然时间已经超过2000年了。
And the, after 2,000 years,
我们今天在拜神、向神祷告，神同样把灵浇灌在我们每一个人身上。
Today, when we worship God, God also sent His Holy Spirit upon us.
所以说圣经里面出于神的话都是真实的。
And therefore, it's all the words in this Bible is true.
不管神答应我们有多少事情都是真实的，都是可信的，都是会实现的。
Whatever God promises us will come always come true and always true.
我们在现在的科学界科学现在越来越进步。
In today's science is very advanced.
所以对很多宇宙的现象我们越来越了解。
And we start to understand this phenomenons in the universe.
但是我们看到圣经老早就把我们人现在才了解的事情就记载在那里。
The Bible have already recorded what we know today a long time ago.
现在科学越进步就越证实这个圣经里面的记载。
And the more advanced the technology is and science, it proves the existence and
所以现在有很多非常有权威的杂志都讲科学印证圣经。
The truth of the Bible and many of the scientific magazines all prove the truth of the Bible.
你上网去看。有很多这方面的资料太多了。
And if we go onto the web, we will see that there are so many information about this.
本来我上网去看了一些资料，说科学印证圣经这样的影片相当多。
There are so many informations on the web that prove the reliability of the Bible.
因为我看的都是中文网站所以有的讲广东话的，有讲中文的，闽南话的都有。
And I see so many the videos about the proof of the Bible.
其实那个原来作者他是英文的，把它翻成中文了。
And the origin of these videos were in English, but they translated into many languages.
我真的很希望说是不是能够找一些这样的影片出来，我们下午放一放给大家看呢。
Maybe we could even find some of these videos to show later this afternoon.
不过我现在可以讲几点科学印证圣经的实例。
And I could now mention some of the examples that were proven by scientific research.
我们来看约伯记二十六章。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记二十六章。
Job 26.
第七节。
Verse
7. 约伯记二十六章第七节。
Job 26, verse 7.
说神将北极铺在空中，将大地悬在虚空。这个约伯记现在离现在大概是3500年前。
Job was probably written about 3,500,000.
我们过去我们人觉得说这个大地是平的。
In the old days, their understanding of the world is flat.
看到天空是圆的，所以叫做天圆地方呢。
And so they look at the sky, it's round, but they believe the earth is flat.
谁晓得说这个地球是悬在虚空？
And how would they even understand that the earth is suspended in air?
在1687年大概300多年前，330年前。
And about 330 years ago,
牛顿发现这个地心引力。
Newton discovered gravity.
才知道说这个星球是彼此悬在空中，当然旋转。
Then he realized that all the planets are in its orbit and suspended in space.
330年以前没有人知道这个星球是一个一个这个连地球都是吊在空中的。
330 years ago, no one knew that the Earth is suspended in space.
但是呢3500年以前圣经就讲了。
But 3,500 years ago, the Bible already said this.
大地悬在虚空。
That the world is suspended in air.
我听说小学小的时候，听说那个有一个弟兄啊，被他爸爸打。
When I was small, I remember there's a story. A brother that was.
因为他跟他的爸爸讲说，这个地球是圆的。
Because he said to his father that this earth is round.
他爸爸说你乱讲，啊，就用棍子打他的头。
And the father says you speak nonsense and beat him.
啊，其实这个了解地球是圆的，这也大概是这个三百年呢。
And、
我们人的注视只有三百年。
Our knowledge that the earth is round is only about 300 years.
啊，那圣经里面老早就讲了。
But however, the Bible mentioned this many years ago.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章二十二节。
Isaiah 40 verse 22.
四十章二十二节。
Isaiah 40 verse 22.
说神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子，展开诸天如口住的帐篷。这里讲到说，这个地球是一个大圈、大圆圈。
Here says that the earth is a circle of the earth.
其实在地球是一个球啦。
And so we understand that earth is round, it's a ball.
以赛亚书是什么时候写的？距离现在2750年以前
，Isaiah was written about 2,700 years ago。
我们人的知识三百多年才知道地球是圆的。
Man's understanding that the Earth is a ball was
地球是挂在空中。
That the Earth was the Earth suspends in space。
但是这些知识啊，圣经老早3,000多年前就讲好了。
But all these knowledge, the Bible have already revealed 2,000-3,000 years ago.
另外一个关于我们这个地球。
Another example about this earth.
谁晓得说地里面的东西是怎么样？
Who knows what is in the earth, inside the earth?
我们只知道说这个地表面啊，这个土地啊，你可以种东西，可以成长。
We only know the surface of this earth that we could plant stuff and it will grow.
啊，但是到19世纪、20世纪啊。人才知道说这个地球里面是火啊。
And it was not until 19th century and 20th century that we know the core of the of Earth is.
我们了解这个知识啊，才100年呢。
We only knew this knowledge only about 100 years.
那圣经什么时候讲？3,500年前讲。
But the Bible mentioned that about 3,500 years ago.
我们看约伯记28章。
Let's turn to Job 28.
约伯记28章
Job 20, chapter 28
第五节
verse 5
28章第五节
28 verse 5
他说住于地啊能够出粮食啊，但是地内好像被火翻腾出来啊，说这个地表面啊可以出很多的粮食。
Here it says that the earth, the surface, will produce many food.
啊，但是地的里面是什么？是那个大火啊，在翻腾啊，都是大非常大的火焰啊，在那么翻滚啊。
But what is inside the earth is fire that is rolling and transformed in below.
我们知道这个知识才100年。
We only knew this about 100 years ago.
圣经啊，3,500年就讲。
But however, the Bible mentioned this 3,500 years ago that the inside the earth there is fire.
我们说啊，我们以前的知识是太阳是恒星啊，所有星球都绕着太阳转。
And in our previous knowledge was that all the planet revolve around the sun.
啊，但是啊，我们在20世纪啊，才知道说这个太阳是绕着银河系在转。
Then in the in 20th century, then we realized that the sun revolves around the
因为我们以前都叫太阳是恒星嘛，叫不动的星啊。
The Milky Way. The Milky Way. And before we thought that sun never moves.
啊，那圣经里面3,000年就讲了，这个太阳那么动的。
But 3,000 years ago, the Bible already said that the sun moves.
我们看诗篇19篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
这个大卫写的，离现在3,000年。
This is recorded by David, and it's about 3,000 years ago.
诗篇十九篇第五节。
Psalm 19 verse 5.
十九篇第五节。
Psalm 19 verse 5.
他说太阳好像新郎出洞房，又好像勇士幡然登陆啊。所以这个太阳是本身就在转了。
So、
不是恒星啊，是在转。
See that the sun actually is revolving around something.
他说这个是我们、啊、现在才有的知识呢。不到一百年呢。
We only knew this less than 100 years ago.、
啊、另外啊，对这个风啊。
Then regarding to winds.
我们哪里知道说这个风有轻重？这才三百年的知识。
We don't only know that wind actually have some weight. It's only about 300 years ago.
所以我们再看回来约伯记。
Let's turn back to Job.
约伯记二十八章。
Job 28.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
约伯记二十八章二十五节。
Job 28 verse 25.
他说、啊、要为风定轻重，又度量之水。这里讲到说这个风有轻重。
And here it mentioned that the wind actually has some weight.
啊，这也是大概三百多年呐、啊，才啊有一个科学家他发现说这个空气有轻重。
And it was only about 300 years ago that a scientist found that air actually has some weight.
我们知道说这个空气啊，五分之一的氧，五分之四的啊氮气，还有一些少量的元素。我们知道这个空气啊有轻重，大概三四百年的时间。
We only knew that the air has some different weights. Air has different weights about 300 years ago.
又说啊，神啊，能够量这个水。
It also measured that God could measure the water.
啊，这个水也固定啊，有多少水？连海洋的水如果太多了，地面上的空气都被它吸掉了。
If there are too much water in this earth, then the air will be sucked into the.
啊，这个海水太少也不行。
If there's too less of water, that's not good either.
啊，所以说神用他的手心啊量诸水。
And therefore, here says that God measures the earth.
那我们讲到那个吸力啊。地球跟太阳的距离啊，跟那个海水的涨潮退潮有关系的。
And then we also know that the distance between Earth and Moon also affects the water.
啊，如果离太远的话，这个海水都不动啊，里面的生物通通死掉。
And if it's too far apart, then the water will not move, and all the living thing creatures in the water will die.
啊，如果太近的话，这个海水涨起来啊。因为吸力太大，海水涨起来呀、啊，整个大地都灭掉了。
And if it's too close, then the water will flood the earth.
啊，水给它设计啊，让它刚刚好那个距离。
And it's just that distance, that perfect distance.
啊，说这都是神的作为啊。
This is all the work of God.
因为神量出水啊，各样东西啊，它都经过设计的。
God have measured the water, and He have planned everything precisely.
十七世纪才知道说这个水啊会蒸发。啊，变回雨呀、啊，啊，再降下来，这十七世纪才知道。
We only knew the water could evaporate and then come down as rain. That was only in the 17th century.
啊，但是这个都老早在3500年以前呐、啊，圣经就记载了。
But this was already recorded 3,500 years.
这个水会不会蒸发变成水蒸气？
That the water will evaporate.
啊，然后聚集成云，凝结成雨，然后降在地面上。
And it will become clouds and then descend water down on earth.
啊，这个在《传道书》跟《约伯记》里面都有记载。
This is recorded in the book of Job as well as in book of Ecclesiastes.
啊，所以我们看到说，现在科学越进步啊，越发现圣经里面记载的。几千年前就讲了。
So as we advance in our technology and science, we realize that the Bible had mentioned a lot of these phenomena.
啊，我最近有看到一个资料。
And recently, I also found this information.
科学家他们这个现在的生物科学很进步哦。
Today's bioscience is very advanced.
啊，他可以从我们人的基因呐，可以找到他的祖先呢。
From our DNA, they could even find it.
找到说人类有一个共同的祖先，就是夏娃的后代。
They see that there is a common ancestor in all mankind, which is Adam and Eve.
啊，又说啊，这个人类啊，有白种人，有黑人，有黄种人。
And even mentioned that there are white, black, and other other color skin.
但是一种人呐、啊，就是跟这三种人呐、啊、都有关系的，就中东人。
But there's one type of man that is have relationship to against all the other color skins is the Middle Eastern.
所以他说中东的人呐、啊，就是人类的开始。
And therefore, they said that the Middle Easterns is the source of mankind.
啊，所以这个都是圣经里面讲的，老早就讲了，现在科学就慢慢把它证实出来。
And this was proven by the Bible, revealed by the Bible.
啊，这当然这个资料太多了啦。
There are so many of these informations.
现在我们谈呢、啊，世界上有很多的名人呐、啊，他们见证圣经的真实性。
We also see that there are many famous people in the world that.
英国最强盛的时代有一个女王叫做维多利亚。
And we know that in England there is Queen Victoria.
有人问她说啊，英国这么伟大、这么强盛的原因在哪里
？Some asked her why is the Britain is so strong.
她就叫人拿一本圣经来。
And she asked one of her office.
她说我们英国强大的原因呢、啊，就是因为这本圣经。
Bring out a Bible and said the reason that our nation is so strong.
那我们变成一个伟大的民族。
That we are is because of this that we become a great nation.
我们知道说啊，美国很多都是英国的移民呐。
We know that there are many pilgrims.
所以美国在能够成为一个非常强盛的国家，这也是不是偶然的了。
That came from England, and it's because of this Bible that we become this great nation.
所以有一个南美洲的总统就问一个美国的经济学家。
And so there is a president in Southern America as an economist.
说我们南美洲各样的资源都比北美洲还要多啊。
And they say that we have so much natural resources in South America.
啊，为什么你们比我们强盛？
And why are you more stronger than us?
啊，这个经济学家跟他讲说啊，因为西班牙人跑到南美洲啊，就是为着要找黄金。
And he said that the Spanish people came to Latin America because they wanted to look for gold.
英国人跑到美国是为了要找神。
And the people that from England came to United States to look for God.
所以早期的美国的移民呢、啊，就是意味着信仰的缘故跑到这里来的。
And all those pilgrims that came from England, they came here for religious.
所以神就祝福他们。用圣经的真理来建立一个国家。
And therefore God blessed them that they were able to establish this nation on his words.
所以你看总统宣誓要按圣经。
And therefore we look at the inauguration.
发表里面印说我们相信神。
That they have to swear by the Bible and the our currency also said that.
所以200多人呢、啊、能够成为世界上最强的国家，这个不是偶然的。
Therefore, just within short 200 years, that we could become the greatest nation.
但是我们看到现在一个危机啊，就很多人呐、啊、离开神呐、啊，所以这个国家的国势会渐渐衰弱。
But we see that there's issue that this nation, many people depart from God, and therefore we will start to become weak.
林肯是美国的第16任总统。
Lincoln is the number 16th president of this nation.
他从小就非常认真读圣经。
He studied the Bible when he was young.
虽然他当总统说每天早晨起来一定在读圣经。
When he was a president, he will wake up every morning to read the Bible.
他讲了一些话哦。
And he had mentioned, he had made some.
他说，圣经是神给我们人类最好的礼物。
He said that the Bible is the greatest gift from God.
啊，所以我从读圣经当中啊得到的 益处啊，实在太多了。
And I have received many benefits from reading the Bible.
他说啊，也劝人啊，能够多读圣经啊，啊，多学习当中的道理。
And he encouraged people to read the Bible to learn from the Bible.
啊，借着圣经啊，总会让你成为更好的人。
Through the Bible, you will become a better man.
那我们看到。林肯有一些思想啊，是从圣经里面来的。
We could see that there are many thinkings of President Lincoln.
啊，为什么能够让那些啊，为着那个让一些啊奴隶得到自由？这是圣经里面的思想。
Why would he give free the slave? And that thought was derived.
虽然为着这样啊，后来啊发生了大战争。
And it was although because of that there was a great the civil battle.
啊，他的部下跟他讲说啊，我们要求神啊，站在我们这一边哦。
And his followers said that we need to ask God to stand with us.
啊，但是他说啊，不是，我们要站在神这边。
And he said, "No, we need to stand with God."
然后不是叫神站在我们这边， to, 我们要站在神的一边。
Not to tell God to stand with us, but we need to stand with God.
啊，所以他对圣经很重视，而且很敬畏神。
Therefore, he emphasized on the Bible and he feared God.
啊，这个爱迪生啊，他是一个发明家嘛。
Edison is discover many things.
他说圣经是人类行为最伟大最崇高的规范。
He said that the Bible is the most greatest form of book in the world.
是指导我们人生不可缺乏的指南。
It is a standard for our daily life.
啊，这个太多了，我们讲不完呢。
There are so many things that is recorded.
我们谈到这个圣经对我们生活当中的应用。
And now we talk about the practicality of the Bible in our life.
提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节。
Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这个圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。十六节。
16.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。这里讲到说啊，这个圣经啊，能够让我们认识耶稣基督来得救。
Here it says that the Bible will help us to understand Christ and to be saved.
啊，圣经能够主导我们呐、啊，人走到一个正确的道路上面。
The Bible will instruct men to walk on the right path.
以前所罗门王说啊，有的人都认为他走的都是正路，但是最后都是错误的灭亡的道路。
King Solomon said that many men think that they were walking on the right path, but that path leads to destruction.
啊，真正圣经啊，才能够带领我们走上正确的道路，让我们得到幸福的人生，得到一个永恒的福气。
Only the Bible can lead us onto the right path, into blessings.
啊，世界上的智慧让人自高自大。
The knowledge of this world will make us proud.
圣经啊，才能够帮助我们，让我们能够真正的智慧，就是敬畏神。
The Bible will only reveal to us that the true knowledge is to fear God.
啊，让我们真正能够得救啊，得永生啊。
So that we could be saved and receive eternal life.
我们人的肉体啊，要有食物，我们才能够生活啊，才能够健康。
Means we need to eat in order to be healthy.
我们的心灵啊，我们的灵魂也需要有食物啊。我们的灵命才能够成长健壮。
Our soul, our spirit also needs to eat in order for us to grow.
啊，所以这个圣经啊，就是我们属灵生命的粮食。
And the Bible is our spiritual food.
啊，所以古时候的圣徒说啊，为什么人会感到很饥饿、很干渴呢？心灵很空虚呢？
And why does the old saint say that people are starving and are thirsty for
并不是没有食物可以吃啊，物足非常丰富啊。
It's not because they don't have food to eat, they have plenty of food.
啊，就是因为人离开了神，人没有神的话。
because they have departed from God, that they don't have the
presence of God. 人里面的那个心灵啊，人就感到空虚。
That their soul, their heart is empty.
啊，所以古圣徒说啊，你们要来啊，留意听神的话。
And so the old saint says that we need to come and listen to the word.
啊，神就让你们呢得到饱足，满心喜乐。
God will fill us and give us blessings.
因为这是神应许答应给我们可靠的恩典。
Because this is a promise that God have that God give us.
啊，所以有圣徒说啊，神啊，我得到你的话，我把它当作最美的食物吃下去，我心中充满着欢喜快乐。
And therefore, some says that God, I have listened to your words, I have eaten.Your words and I have joy in my heart.
神的话会带给我们丰盛的生命，也该带给我们勃勃的盼望。
God's word will give us a plentiful life and hope.
我们看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
第四节。
Romans 15 verse 4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans 15 verse 4.
说从前所写的圣经啊，都是教训我们写的。我们因为圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得到盼望。说这个圣经啊，是为我们写的。
Here it says that the Bible is written for us.
因为神是属人有盼望的神呐。
Because God is a God that gives hope.
啊，他要带给我们喜乐、满足、平安的人生。
He will give us joy, peace, and a plentiful life.
啊，所以透过圣经啊，他给我们很多很多的应许。
And through Bible, He will give us many blessings.
啊，你如果在烦恼啊，在忧伤的时候，你就来靠近他。
When we are sad, when we are worried, we could come.
啊，神的话会安慰我们，会带给我们力量。
God's word will comfort us and strengthen us.
啊，神的话会带给我们勇气，让我们能够胜过环境的艰难。
God will give us strength so that we could overcome our problems.
啊，所以圣经里面有很多啊，只是我们呐、啊，怎样靠着神呐 啊, 啊来过一个盼望的生活。
There are many instructions in the Bible on how to rely on God to overcome.
神所应许的很多的恩典呐、啊，我慢慢听，慢慢看。然后我们照着去做、啊、神的恩典就领导我们。
There are many blessings recorded in the Bible that if we obey His commandment, we will receive those blessings.
我们人活在这个世界上啊，要面对一个属灵上的征战。
We live in this world and we will face with spiritual battles.
因为在这个世界当中啊，有神也有魔鬼的存在。
Because in this world there is God and there is also Satan.
神当然是要赐福给我们的，但是魔鬼就常常跟神作对。
And of course God wanted to bless us, but Satan will go against God.
啊，他想尽办法来破坏人类的幸福。
They will try everything to destroy.
啊，但是因为人没有一些知识啊，所以常常在魔鬼的手下。啊，受他的欺负啊，所以过着很多啊劳苦没有盼望的生活。
And therefore, men, because we don't have the right knowledge, therefore we are, suffering under Satan.
啊，所以圣经给我们一些属灵上的知识，能够了解一些灵界上的奥秘。
So the Bible will give us spiritual understandings to understand the mysteries.
啊，能够看透魔鬼的诡计。
We will see through the trickery.
能够认识神的能力跟他的慈爱。
And we will understand the strength and the blessing.
啊，让我能够靠着神的帮助来胜过魔鬼。
And through the help of God, that we will overcome Satan.
啊，脱离魔鬼的陷害啊，我让我们能够靠神啊，过一个有盼望的生活。
And we will be delivered from Satan, that we will live a life of hope.
所以圣经神的话就是我们人跟鬼啊征战的兵器。
And therefore, the words of God in this Bible is our weapon towards.
因为神的道会让我们有属灵的智慧来胜过魔鬼。
The word of God will give us spiritual understanding to overcome Satan.
啊，就是在我们生活当中啊，对我们的帮助。
And this is what will help us in our daily life.
所以我很简单的、啊、把圣经啊对我们的益处啊，圣经的整个。啊，为什么它是真实可靠的？跟我们大家做介绍。
So I briefly introduce how the Bible, structure of the Bible, and how it is reliable book.
好，我们下午可以进一步啊，深入的来讨论、已经分享。
this afternoon we will further discuss and share this topic.
我们来唱诗364首。
Let's sing hymn 364.
364.